Module 5, Look for the Road Signs of Faith. Session 4, Follow these step-by-step signs to life in Christ. Objective, learn how the rites serve as thresholds or transitions from one period of faith formation to the next. In the previous sessions, we've described how the road signs speak to us and to children in a way that is deeper than words alone. The signs point the children in RCA towards their destination, life in Christ. Ritual signs speak to us of God's life and love. Yet that's not all. Like any good symbol, ritual symbols have multiple layers of meaning. Think about the baptismal sign of water. It symbolizes cleansing and new life, but also death and destruction. In the RCAA, the road signs do more than speak of God. They are also doorways. They move the candidates from one place to the next. Road signs are doorways. As the children come across one of the signs, it not only gives them a message, it moves them along the road. The RCAA says it beautifully. This journey includes steps marking the catechumen's progress as they pass, so to speak, through another doorway or ascend to the next level. Number 6, Canada number 6. As the children journey towards Jesus Christ, their conversion deepens. So we mark that deepening commitment to Jesus and then move them along to the next level, or to the next period in their formation. Here's how it works. Period of the pre-catechumenate, rite of acceptance. Period of the catechumenate, rite of election. Period of purification and enlightenment, sacraments of initiation, life in Christ, period of mystagogy. Door swings both ways. The doorway not only ushers the catechumen into a new period of formation, but the doorway swings back over the preceding period. In other words, each rite culminates in the preceding period and points ahead to the next period. We'll stick with the rite of acceptance as an example, but this time we'll look at the word instead of the symbol of the cross. In session 2, we noted that the word was a primary symbol in the rite of acceptance. This symbol indicates two things, though not exclusively. 1. That the Word of God led the child through the pre-catechumenate and up to this point. 2. That the Word of God will more directly lead the child through the next period. The second point is made quite evident when the children are led from the rite following their catechists and the Word of God in procession as they are dismissed for reflection on the Word. Furthermore, the child catechumens will gather every single week of the catechumen to hear the word proclaimed at the liturgy of the word, followed by a reflection in dismissal catechists. The boy, the sign, the doorway. Jake's story will illustrate how the rites work. Jake and his mom, Stacy, came to Sacred Heart when Jake was about 6 years old. Stacy had been away from the church for a long time. Jake was pretty unfamiliar with notions of God and the stories of Jesus. After a few months in the pre-catechumenate, Stacy casually commented, "Jake is loving this church stuff. He's the one who gets me up on Sunday so we can come to Mass." This was a sign that Jake was ready to deepen his commitment to Christ and move on to the period of the catechumenate. After a brief discernment process, we prepared Jake and the other candidates to be accepted into the order of catechumens. The power of the rites. The rites are pretty powerful. Let's summarize what we've said in Module 5 about the rites. Road signs point to and symbolize a deeper reality, a sacred reality. The heart of liturgical catechists. Preparation before and reflection after help us read the rites. Doorways. Rites culminate one period and usher catechumens into the next. Central to the entire journey of initiation. Journey flows to and from the rites. In addition, the power of the liturgical rites is not limited to the RCAA. What we are saying about rites, symbol, and liturgical catechists applies to all of parish life. The signs and symbols of every liturgy point us beyond. They point us to the holy. Every liturgical ritual speaks to us of God and Christ and church in a way that words cannot. Therefore, I urge you to be attentive to the signs and symbols of the liturgies in which you participate. Next time you're at Mass, be aware of the signs, and after Mass, ask yourself, what did the sign mean? What did it say to me? How does it call me to respond? Liturgical catechists can work for anyone. Continue the discussion on the road signs of faith by going to exercise 4. You can also continue the discussion in the online forum.